السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In our deen, Allah Ta'ala instructs us that we must lower our gaze. Allah Ta'ala instructs the believing men and the believing women that they must lower their gaze, keep the gaze low. In other words, don't look at the opposite gender if it is a strange person. For the men, they mustn't look at a strange woman. For the woman, they mustn't look at a strange man. So, we always hear that if we observe our akabirin, observe our elders, then we learn how to practically follow our deen. So we have heard that a Sahabi, he was walking, I think it was Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, subject to correction, and nearby there was some music being played. So he took his fingers and he put in his ears to block the thing out. Now, when it comes to us, because we don't have a white sheet, so if more black dots come, we can't even perceive it. But those who have a white sheet, they don't want any black dot to come. So, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what pure hearts they must have had, right? They don't want any blemish to come on that heart, only keep it clean. It's like a person who purchased a brand new vehicle now, brand new motor car he got. Now, if one small scratch to comes on that thing, now it's, doesn't sit right with him. Doesn't want even one small scratch. Nothing was, no scratch or anything must come on that vehicle. So these Buzurgan-e-Deen, Sahaba Rinaunum, they were the greatest. Where can any Buzurg ever come anywhere near Sahaba Rinaunum? How pure their hearts must have been, and how they tried to keep it pure. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he had one slave, right? So the slave used to go out and work, used to earn, and that earnings used to come and give Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So one day he brought some food and came, and he gave Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to eat. So he partook of it. And then he mentioned to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that, you know how I got this? Say, in my days of ignorance, means before Islam, I used to act like I'm a soothsayer. See, I didn't know nothing about this soothsaying and all that, but I used to just pretend that I know the soothsaying, I know it. So one person used to employ my services, like, you know. So he met me now, and he gave me some payment for some soothsaying that I did for him in the past. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he heard that, so he went and he put his finger in his mouth and he made sure he took out everything in his system. Now their systems used to only have little bit. So they knew what's in and what's out. Not like us. We say now, I'm feeling
bilious and I got diarrhea. We carry on going diarrhea so many days. We still got reserves to go some more diarrhea, taking out top, down, everything. There's still enough inside. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he continued taking out till there was nothing left in his system. He didn't want that. Number one, this person, he was lying about him being a soothsayer. Number two, that soothsaying also is a haram thing, forbidden thing. And now this person fed me from there. So he wanted to get rid of it from his system, right? So on Saturday night, we had the good fortune, just a few moments, in the company of Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saleh-ji Sahab. So one is we see Mufti Sahab in the Darul Uloom. We see Mufti Sahab giving a majlis, bayan, something, right? The first time we ever had the good fortune to observe Mufti Sahab in an airport. An airport is a place of fitna. Anywhere you look, there's fitna. Very, very poor people fly by plane. Bichara, even in winter, they haven't got enough clothes. That's how it is in the airport. Then, adverts everywhere. All shameless. Everything shameless. So when we got to the airport, it was Maghrib time. So we found Mufti Sahab and Maulana Ismail Bayat and the Jamaat traveling with Mufti Sahab. They were in the Musalla waiting to read the Maghrib Salah. So we joined them for Maghrib Salah. Now, when you're coming out from the Musalla, so the Mufti Sahab was wearing a jacket. And the jacket had a hood like this jacket. So he took the hood and he put it over his eyes. Like now he took this hood now and he brought it down, you know. So you can only see here in front. You can't see anything. So Maulana Ismail Bayat and Maulana Yusuf Mita's father, they were walking in the front. And one Abdul Azim was walking behind Mufti Sahab. And he's walking in the center. All the time his lips are moving. He's reading. And his gaze is down and his hat is over his eyes. Whole time he was like that. Now see to what extent they go to make hifazat of the eyes, of the ears. They want to keep it pure, keep it clean. They don't go into a ghaflat. We go into a ghaflat. You go into a place like that, now Alhamdulillah, now we're in the airport, now what are we going to do? But they, even there, they show us that by where there's a will, there's a way. If you, like how you got your jacket and your hood to save yourself from the wind and the rain, so use it to save yourself from the storms of fitna also. There's no law against putting your hat over your eyes. So, put it. So you don't see anything. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, you know, to emulate. People sometimes think, now, why you talk about must go in the sohbat of the salihin and the akabirin and all that. It's for this reason. We learn how to practically make amal on our deen. Now they not worried about who thinks I look like a clown, who thinks I'm looking funny, they'll think I'm a terrorist, they'll think I came to blow up the airport here. No, they don't worry about all that. Their gaze is on Allah Ta'ala. The gaze is on Allah Ta'ala. Right? Now we say, no, we need to change this airport now. We must change this airport, man. Hey, they need to sort things out. You don't put all those pictures here. We need one, you know, ruler to come and sort this whole place out. No. You can't change the environment, right? But what you do, you mukallaf of. We are mukallaf of us, right? For right now, this moment, we are mukallaf of us. One is the ideal situation that we keep making dua. Now, in today's zamana, we don't even have the ideal situation right outside the Kaaba Sharif. So we're going to find the ideal situation. Right at the Roza Mubarak, there's no ideal situation. So, we have to build ourselves up and make sure that to the best of our ability, we save ourselves from the fitan, from the fitnas and all that. Another Mufti Sahib gave one very beautiful example. I mentioned it to the students on Sunday morning. He said that if you got a train, nowadays you get all these modern trains with all the amenities, with all the different delicacies, very, very comfortable bed, seat, aircon, heater, hot water, cold water, shower, everything. Everything is got very beautiful. The decor too is nice. Everything is nice. But the train is not on the track. So would it make any progress? With all these things it got, it won't make any progress. And you get one ordinary normal train, but it's on the track. So that train will make progress. So he mentioned in the same way, no matter what we got, how much knowledge we may be having, how much wealth we may be having, how much health we may be having, right? How much of deen we may be having, how much of dunya we may be having. But if we're not on the track, we're not going to make no progress. We have to be on the track. Then we can make some progress. This is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that that person who fabricates a lie on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intentionally, right, then he must prepare his abode in Jahannam. Right? Now, this is how bid'at come about. You know, bid'at, innovations in deen. Every Jummah we hear this. Kullu muhdathatin, bid'ah, dalala. Kullu bid'atin dalala, wa kullu dalalatin finnar. That every innovation, this is a means of misguidance. It's misguidance, right? And every misguided thing is in the fire of Jahannam. So, bid'at, innovations that come about in deen, right? So when a person innovates something, then he gives it the cloak of piety. The innovation is given a cloak of piety. It is given a flavor of deen. Right? So what happens, why this is so dangerous, is because a person doesn't make tawbah. He thinks that he is carrying out a good deed. So he doesn't make tawbah from it. I mean, he doesn't engage in tawbah and istighfar, then we are in a very dangerous situation. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. That Allah Ta'ala will not punish the ummah, meaning a large-scale punishment on the ummah, for as long as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst them. But now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going to be amongst the ummah all the time. He was going to pass away. So then Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Right? But Allah Ta'ala also will not punish them while they are engaging in istighfar. In other words, as long as the ummah, they continue to acknowledge their sin. They continue to acknowledge their sin and they make tawbah and istighfar. Then Allah Ta'ala will not send a large scale punishment on the ummah. You know, where the whole ummah is destroyed one time. Now, with bid'at, when a person gets involved in innovations, the problem is that he stops making istighfar for major, major sins. He's indulging in major, major sins. Sometime he's indulging in things that are shirk or very close to shirk. Right? He's going now and he's worshipping the grave now. Right? He's worshipping the grave. But he's thinking he's doing a pious thing. So does he make istighfar? He doesn't make istighfar. In fact, when he got a problem, he goes by the grave. When he got a problem, he goes to the grave now. He's going by the bawa, he's going by the peer or whatever, and he's going to make, in certain places, they even make sajda. They make sajda to the qabr. Right? And they hold on to this so firmly that if you try to tell them that what you're doing is wrong, they want to fight with you. They want to fight with you. Right? And the more diplomatic ones, they say, no, we all got our own mazhabs, man. We all got our own mazhabs. You do your thing, I do my thing. So will the person who's caught up in that, now would he make istighfar? He will not make istighfar. He will not make tawbah. Because he thinks what he's doing is an act of piety. Right? Now in today's zamana, we are faced with different types of innovations. Right? Innovations that are making major gunas, right, to be acceptable. Major sins to be acceptable. And all of a sudden in our country, there is like an influx of these so-called modernist scholars. They're just coming like a wave one after the other. It's like what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the fitnas will come. The tasbih, you know how if you just break the string of the tasbih, how the beads just fall one after the other. Like that. Hardly one leaves the country, the next one is back. Next one is there to take his place. Hardly one leaves the country, next one is there to come. Right? Now our ulama have been warning us from a very long time that you see this YouTube and all this internet and Google and all these places, it's not a place for us to learn our deen. Right? It's not a place for us to take our deen. But we don't want to listen. We don't want to listen. So those of us that don't want to listen, so now we keep going YouTube and this and that. So now when we go on to these YouTubes and everything and all these other social media platforms, so now we get introduced to people who are in the guise of scholars. Right? They are not true scholars of deen, they are in the guise of scholars. And these people, they are put there. They didn't just come there for nothing. You must understand something, bhai. The kuffar, right? Every work of deen they're trying to stifle. Right? They want to stifle every work of deen. Any work of deen that is happening in the correct manner, they want to stifle it. Right? Now all these social media platforms, as soon as something comes there which doesn't suit their agenda, they pull it off. As soon as something comes there that they don't like it, it must be there. Somebody will send you the link. You try to open the link, no, a page don't exist. Page is gone. If somebody tries to expose the wrong that they are doing, right, or the wrong that they did, right? Like recently now, some of the soldiers that from England, from UK, right, who took part in the war in Afghanistan. Now these people, their conscience be finishing them up, you know, all the atrocities they carried out. The people who they killed, those people, inshallah, they are enjoying their life in Jannat. They already enjoying the bounties of Jannat. They ruh, if they are shuhada, their ruh is in the birds of Jannat. They're drinking from the waters of Jannat, eating the fruits of Jannat, and they are perching there in Jannat, right? But these people who committed these atrocities. They can't live with themselves. So a group of them now, they decided to blow the whistle. After so many years now. So on BBC and, you see all these news people, right? They just go wherever they can get more people to listen. Now that time when they're covering the war too, they'll cover it unjustly. Right? But now the war is finished. Now nobody wants to hear about what happened in Afghanistan war. But now this is news now. These people want to blow the whistle. Right? Bring them on to. Right? So these people started talking now. So the articles are appearing here and there. But wherever it appears, they put it down. By the time you open the page, that thing is gone. Now quickly you must check somewhere else, one link will come, then they'll pull it down. So what my point is, that when they can pull down, whatever they don't want must go on that platforms. They pull it down, right? That's number one. Number two, they don't want deen. Pure deen they don't want. Jamaat work, they will stifle it. Darnulums, they will stifle it. Khankas, they will stifle it. Anybody that is trying to do deen in the proper way, they will stifle it. How come they are allowing these people to become so famous on their platforms? It's not a mistake. It's no mistake. It is done on purpose. Right? So that these people become so famous that they get a fellowship. Right? Now, you can't talk against that person now. Even if that person is doing something totally, totally haram, they don't want to hear about it. Because it's gone like hero worship. It's gone like hero worship. You see, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when he became Khalifa, so he told the people, you see, whatever good I am doing, you support me in it. If I have to do wrong, you sort me out same time. You don't follow me. You don't listen to me. You bring it to my attention same time. That is our deen. Right? Not a person you become hero worshipping. Right? Now, whatever that person does after that, no, he's our hero. No, finish. He's our hero. Now, that is what social media and all does. Because it's just about how many hits the person got, how many retweets the person got, how many this and how many that. Right? Now, that, he's our man. Now, finish. Right? Now, whether what he's doing is haram, what he is doing is makruh. What he is doing goes against aqeedah. Right? And you will find that a lot of these people, initially when they start off, everything is clean. Everything is clean. It's only after they become very famous, now they start talking all things that corrupt our aqeedah also. But the sad part is that people who are caught up in this thing, they won't even make tawbah and istighfar. Because according to them, they're learning deen. See, I ask you, as we're sitting here now, right? We're sitting here now, all of you. So if I have to tell you people, that brothers, tonight we have got a guest speaker going to share the platform here with me. Right? If I tell you people now, I said, no, tonight we got one guest speaker going to share the platform with me. And now I open this door and one lady walks in. One lady walks in here, we give her one chair, she tells us wrong. What will happen to you? How will you react? How many of you will walk out from here? Most of you, I think, will walk out from here. Those who are left may just carry my chair and throw me out. Right? The auntie, Bichari, before anything, she may run out. Right? Because we understand it to be abnormal. We understand that this is wrong, this is haram. How can Morana bring a lady here now to come and address us here? We can't look at her. Just now he's telling us about Mufti Sahab putting his cap down and mustn't make zina of the eyes, and now he brought an auntie here. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma hafizna. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Shaitan must not beguile us so badly that we stoop to those kind of things. Right? But now, our program is not taking place of this nature. Our program is not taking place of this nature. Where ulama, so-called ulama, who we supposed to be looking up to, they are sitting on a stage, they got one auntie there with them, and the whole majma is there, sometimes it's a mixed majma. Men one side, ladies one side, but they can all see one another, right? And they all can see the men and the lady on the stage. But they think they're doing something good. They think they came for a dini talk. Hey, this is our man. We're listening to him on YouTube and on this tube and on that tube. Now we're going to check him live. He's a star now, you know? Look how you get these stars and soccer players and cricketers and, you know, all the celebrities. Right? So now our celebrity is around. Now we need to check our celebrity now. But the guna that's happening, no problem. That's fine. Right? We can't say he's a guna because our hero that is now. He's our celebrity now. Whatever he does is fine. Or whatever she does is fine. Right? And then what if you have to query, you as a person now, this thing is troubling you, right? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, istafti qalbak. Ask your heart, is this thing right? So if you are a person who you still got a bit of a qalbe saneem, right? You got some good dini taneem from your asatiza, your elders, your parents, all that. Now you know what, I'm full of faults and shortcomings and everything, but this is not our deen, man. I got my own faults, right? But I don't think this is right. Now this thing is troubling you, right? So you go to find out. Say, no, it's a difference of opinion. So kabira gunas now have become a difference of opinion. Kabira gunas, major sins. No, it's just a difference of opinion. So now, if you were a borderline case, but you were getting more attracted to this celebrity kind of setup, right? And now you just need something for your nafs, like just to justify it for you. So now that there's no, it's just a difference of opinions. They're downplayed. It's just a difference of opinion. So now, will you now make istighfar? You see, if you went for some comedy show, I'm not saying you must go. Don't make a comedian of yourself. But if you went for some comedy show, or Allah forbid, a person went for a musical concert too, or he went for something like that, right? Now, when you come out of there, you got iman, you see. You come out of there, if not immediately, maybe the next day or something, you know what? I did the wrong thing. Right? Now when 15 Shaban comes or Zulhijjah nights come or something, when you pick up your hand, you say, Allah, forgive me, Allah, I'm in the wrong place. I did the wrong thing, forgive me. But will you make that kind of istighfar for this? On Eid day when you go to the farm, and it's a whole jumble sale there. The ladies, I don't know, even on that day, they don't want the animals to have a show. That day too, they want to steal the show. Yes, sir. Now they go in the farms now, all dolled up, everything, and they're moving around there, right? All mixed up, everything. Does anybody make tawbah from that? Do you make tawbah from it? We don't make tawbah now. It's all gone like accepted. Right? So these are all new innovations. These are all innovations, different kind of innovations that are coming in the ummah, where it's kabira gunas. Right? And we're not making istighfar because we don't regard what we did to be wrong. We don't regard it to be wrong. We're not making istighfar from it.
Mufti Yusuf Desai, Imam of Masjid-e-Hiran, you know. So somebody sent me his one bayan that he gave. I met him, I told him, Muksa, very lovely you explained this thing, you know. So he was explaining that, you see, if you have to read up, the ulama will know now, right? If you read up, that if there is a difference of opinion, you know, this, like now there's a difference of opinion, a real difference of opinion. We're not talking about in today's time where they're taking kabira gunas and they're calling it difference of opinion. Right? Things of akida, they're calling it different. You'll be shocked what statements these people are making. And we are flocking, I'm not saying you, but the ummah is flocking to all these talks and everything. The person makes a statement that not all kuffar will go jahannam. Where you get it from? Now this is all in, now you have to toe the line, you see, with the Abrahamic Accord, with the interfaith movements, you have to toe the line. So you can't make a statement that goes against all of that. You see. So now, Mufti Sahib was explaining, Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib, he was explaining that, you see, when there's a difference of opinion, then what are you supposed to make amal upon? You're supposed to tread on the path of caution. Right? See, if you're coming now from Durban, you're coming to Pietermaritzburg. So if I tell you this here, there's a traffic jam up there by Pavilion, you rather come on the M13. Don't use the highway. By the time you get there, it may be cleared up, it may not be cleared up. Now what you'll do? You won't say, no, okay, it's a difference of opinion, it may be cleared up, may not be cleared up, so let me go in the accident road. There you'll tread on the path of caution. You say, you know what, I'm not going to get caught up there in that jam up there, let me rather just go in M13, I know I'm safe. So when there is a difference of opinion, then our job is to tread on the path of caution. He's saying that no, there's a difference. When I'm talking about a real difference of opinion. So the correct thing to do is tread on the path of caution. Not take the opinion that suits my nafs. So we have to be very, very careful. Remember, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said has to come to pass. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, every fitna that was in the Bani Israel, this ummah is going to get caught up in it. Every fitna that the Bani Israel went through, we also going to get caught up in it. Right? So the Bani Israel, did their scholars not get corrupt? So we also going to get the same thing. So we have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. What we're doing, which programs we're attending, who we're listening to, who we're taking our knowledge from. Very, very important. Otherwise, we can just slip, what they say, hook, line and sinker, you know. Person is gone and he doesn't even know he's gone too. In fact, he's feeling pious about the whole thing. So he won't even make tawbah, he won't even make istighfar, he doesn't consider it anything to repent from. If he's on a path of piety, righteousness. Allah Ta'ala protect us. We must keep making dua to Allah Ta'ala for protection. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for our iman. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah must protect us. Allah must take us with our iman intact, you know. And the akabirin that we have left, hold on to them. While they are living, observe them. Take lessons from them. Slowly, slowly, one by one they are going. One by one they are going. And when you're looking back, there's no replacements, like, you know. You're not seeing that level of taqwa, that level of wara, that level of humility, that level of, you know, all the sifat, caution, you're not seeing it. Once they are gone, now what example you going to have to follow? But Allah Ta'ala will always keep His Rijal. Allah Ta'ala will always have Rijal there for us. Right? But they are becoming fewer and further apart. Fewer and further apart. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في أرض الإسلام وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Last week Thursday, Hazrat Abdul Haq Magda Sahib, his whole bayan was on the tarbiyat of children. You know, normally I don't send out Hazrat's bayans or anybody's bayans on our bayan group. But that particular bayan, I sent it out because I felt it's very, very important. Very, very. Every majlis is important, but this was very, very practical advice Hazrat had given him. So those of you that heard it, alhamdulillah, those who never get a chance to hear it, try to listen to it. And this weekend, inshallah, is overnight program. We'll start from Maghrib time. However, those coming from Durban side, they say that the entry will be closed from Lions Park to Ashburton because of that bridge. They're doing work there on the bridge. So, you must allow extra time for your travel. One man was telling me to change the date, but now it was supposed to be last week. They moved it to this week. Just now we change the date for next week, then they also move it to next week. What we gonna do? So I said, we rather just leave it where it is. And those who are traveling from Durban side, so just allow for a little bit extra time. They'll divert you and you'll get back. And I'm sure like, you'll know the highway is closed, so those who don't need to travel, they won't travel. Trucks and all that won't be so many. So inshallah, it won't be too much of delay. Inshallah, to make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah Ta'ala give us ikhlas and Allah Ta'ala keep us on sirat-i-mustaqim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.